out and welcome back to Spill It. I am your host Alicia and we're with my one of favorite artists MIA. Thank you for coming.
Oh hi everyone, yes I'm MIA. I'm so glad to be here and thank you so much for inviting me. I've been working on a new rap song.
That's great. So let me ask you one question. In what way does hip-hop conscious reflects what's going on in society?
Hip-hop reflects on what's going on in society by the lyrics and what it's talking about and even hidden messages, such as Lil Booty Calls OJ My Gucci Bag, where he talks about how he doesn't want to lose his girlfriend, and the song just makes you feel pretty bad for him, thus making his listeners pretty sad.
Question 2, are there artists that stand out to you? Who are they and what do they do?
Yeah, I have some artists that stand out to me. Some artists that stand out to and, like, get my attention are Drake and Tyler, the Creator. Honestly, I think everybody should know them and get to listen to their music a bit more. They stand out because they've been doing music for a while. They understand what goes down in society we live in, you know? Like, when Tyler, the Creator, in his album Flower Boy, talks about how his sexuality and impacts people who listen to him by shocking everybody about what he says.
Question 3, in what ways conscious hip-hop matters and other forms have a role in shaping our perception of this world or in advocating for change? What are some examples of this?
Some ways conscious hip-hop has a role in shaping our perception is by getting the lyrics in our heads and, like, making us understand the lyrics and getting it stuck in our heads, making us do decisions, dumb decisions, just based on the lyrics.
Question four. What are some of your observations about import or influence of hip-hop in United States or California?
I think sometimes your music you listen to impacts the decisions you make in life. Like, for example, if I listen to Logic's 1-800 song, I'd honestly, look at others a different way, making them being sympathetic of their emotions, you know?
Question 5. Any new music coming up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Some maybe in a couple months, maybe in June.
That's nice. Question 6. Now it's time to hear from our artist guest. We have brought a preview of their networks and a poem or share of with us.
Okay, so this is what I've been working on for like a couple of months, a little bit. So, ice in the rain, pouring, bouncing, just to hurt our little heads.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so thank you so much for MIA for coming and thank you listeners for joining us today.
Bye.
I mean, this is good.